Next up, the National Union of Students publishes its manifesto today. Chief among the demands is the scrapping of tuition fees. Will the politicians take notice? Is the era gone when the passionate voices of student activists could make real change outside the campus? Fergal McFerrin is the president of the NUS, USI. Hello, Fergal.
Good morning, Stephen.
Fergal McFerrin, how are you today? Ben Laurie is the deputy editor of the newsletter. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So your master plan, Fergal, is for the rest of us to pay for your fees?
No, it's not. But although, I don't know if you've read the full document, there's a lot more than that in it.
Well, that's the headline grabber, isn't it? Scrap tuition fees. Who's going to pay for it, Fergal?
Well, I think we've had this discussion a number of times before, Stephen. There are ways and means of paying for getting rid of tuition fees. And I think an awful lot of people accuse us of being maybe pie in the sky thinking and unreasonable. But actually, if you look to other countries like Scotland and Germany and some of Scandinavian countries, it's actually about a culture within society, about everyone paying their fair share towards something that society will benefit from in the long run as well.
Ben?
Well, I agree with Fergal that there's a lot more in the document, and tuition fees is only one thing. But the tuition fees is a really important issue, and there are people like me who've come on the radio and argued in favour, for example, of welfare reform, and it's something I feel quite strongly about. But there's one thing that is unquestionably the case in terms of talking about people making their contribution, which is that students, when they are better paid, which on the whole they are, graduates are on the whole better paid, should contribute to the cost of their education. And there are some people who argue that they shouldn't be called student loans because, in case it does put people off, it should be called a graduate contribution. So whereas the document is much more than student fees, one of the key things in it, scrapping tuition fees, is something that I would entirely oppose.
Well, if you actually think about why, well, I don't necessarily disagree that we should all pay our fair share towards, like, contribute towards the cost of our tertiary education, but why can't that be, say, post-graduation, whenever those who do earn the most pay towards it in a way that means that their contribution is much more substantial in such that people are paying their fair share?
How much would it cost, Fergal, to scrap tuition fees in Northern Ireland?
The initial figures that we know, it's obviously not broken down entirely, but roughly around 55 million per year.
And you don't think that money's better spent elsewhere?
Well, you have to look at some of the ways in which that we can pay for that. And if you think of the cost in terms of, say, industrial derating or the cost of division, for example, that reports have time and time and again, such as from the one in 2007 from Deloitte, showed that $1.5 billion a year is wasted annually on maintaining segregation and division in Northern Ireland. So there is money there to be unlocked. I guess our manifesto document is not just about tuition fees. It is about much wider issues than that as well. And it's about students setting out their stall and saying, we have big ideas as well as big hopes for the future of Northern Ireland. This isn't about using something as a stick to beat politicians over the head with. It's about saying, let's work in partnership, because we know that we will get better government when everyone works together in partnership. And it's not saying that we'd all be better off if it wasn't for our politicians. We know that's not true, but we do know that we all have a role to play in ensuring
really,
that Northern Ireland is better.
Do you really think, Ben, young man, young woman, they go through their education and they have this noose around their neck of fees and that weight of debt before they even start working? You really think that's a good way forward?
There's no question that there's a big problem with how people see it, and there's no question that trying to make people not be frightened by this is a huge thing. And also, a lot of people get lost in the detail. Nobody wants to study it because it takes pages and pages of reading to understand it. But the simplest way of describing it is this. If you earn a low amount of money, less than £21,000 a year, for example, and in fact, if you earn quite a bit more than £21,000 a year, you will never repay the debt. In other words, if you are a graduate whose income doesn't go up, you won't have to repay the debt, or you'll only have to repay a small amount of it. And it is so unfair on people on low wages who do not have high qualifications, the old system, to be paying for people who came out with significantly higher average earnings.
Well, that's why we're arguing that those who earn the most should pay for that. But I do also want to highlight the fact that since 2010...
Rather than pay for it yourselves.
No, well, this is what we're saying. My theory is based entirely on the fact that those who go into higher and further education are more likely to earn more when they leave and get a better job. And so those who earn the most will have most likely have gone through the system. But I want to go back to figures that say since 2010, the average student loan debt that someone from Northern Ireland will leave with was £12,500. Last year, that had gone up to £18,000. That's over £1,000 a year worth of debt since 2010. But the fact is that the student support that those individuals received didn't even rise with inflation. And so the system itself is grossly unfair in that regard too.
One of the things about student loans is that, I've come back to this point about how the debt is intimidating people, and that's a problem. But one of the things about student loans is they are the best debt that you will ever get. It's essentially an interest-free loan because it only rises, the most it can rise at is at the rate of inflation. And if you don't earn a lot of money, as I say, you don't repay it. And the people who earn the most repay the most, and you actually have to earn a reasonably high salary before you ever repay the whole amount if you borrow a large amount. But actually, there's another thing in Northern Ireland. In Northern Ireland, we have this very complex system where people pay less than incoming students from England. We haven't grasped the nettle here properly of saying that students should pay. So we're the one place that perhaps student fees should, if anything, go up.
But final word to you, Fergal.
With the greatest respect, the system in England has now become the worst of both worlds, where we've raised fees, put students in even more debt, and the system doesn't even pay for itself.
All right. Interesting conversation, Fergal. Thank you. Ben, thank you.